know where the story ends. Somewhere between exes and friends. Oh, somewhere between exes and friends. That's where we are. That's where we are.
Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's Monday morning. It must mean it's time for Celtic Dawn.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 6:24. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. That was the Poozies from their brand new album Punch doing a Blood Knot. Before that was Marla Fibich and Bruce Victor with Patty Kenny's Toast, The Tempest, and Bold Doherty and Bill Hart's Jig from their latest album, Noctambul, a Swedish, sweet, as in cookies, you know, or something like that, not Swedish, a Swedish tune. And we started off with the Tannehill Weavers from their latest album, Auroch. And yes, they're actually celebrating 50 years on the road. So, you know, they're not going to be able to do it too terribly much longer. Speaking of being on the road, I was lucky enough to attend the Dave Weber and Annie Fentiman house concert this past week, and it was a truly enjoyable time. And they didn't have any new material for sale, but they did have some stuff from a songwriter who's sadly passed on, but just some wonderful material. So we're going to dial the Wayback Machine and hear a few from Johnny Collins.
You working man of England, one moment pray attend, while I unfold the treatment of the poor upon this land. For nowadays the factory lords have laid the labour law, and daily are contriving plans to prove our overthrow. What will become of England if things go on this way? There's many an honest working man starving here today. They cannot find employment for bread the children crave, and hundreds of those children, they're lying in their grave. So arise, you sons of freedom, the world is upside down. They treat the poor man as a thief in country and in town. Now some have money plenty, but still they crave for more. They will not lend a hand to help the starving poor. They'll treat you like a dog, and on you cast a frown. That is the way old England the working man cast down. How altered are the times, rich men despise the poor, stand them off without remorse, quite scornful at the door. For when a man is out of work, his parish pay is small, enough to starve himself and wife, his children and all. So arise, you sons of freedom, the world is upside down. They treat the poor man as a thief in country and in town. In former times, when Christmas came, we had a good fat loaf. We had beef and mutton plenty, and we enjoyed them both. But nowadays, such altered ways, and different are the times. For if a man should seek relief, he's sent to a Whig Bastille. So to conclude and finish, These few verses I have made, I hope to see before long men for their labour paid. Then we'll rejoice with heart and voice and banish all our woes. But before we do, old England must pay us what she owes. So arise, you sons of freedom, the world is upside down. They treat the poor man as a thief in country and in town.
Well, some news from around the country this morning. This comes to us from Cornwall. After his fiancée dumped him for assaulting her and filed a restraining order against him, a man in Cornwall, England, posed as her dead mother, sending the woman a letter begging her to take him back. The woman immediately knew that the letters came from him, and law enforcement was called in. And this from Scotland. A man got drunk with his friends in Glasgow and then took a taxi to his parents' home and lay down on the couch to sleep it off. The lady of the house woke up and informed him that his parents hadn't lived there for 2 years. Maybe you should keep in touch with your folks, you git. And another one from a Johnny Collins here.
We're the idlers, we're the skivers, we're the undeserving poor. See how prettily we curtsy and we bow. See us stand with cap in hand again outside the rich man's door, for the new Victorian age is dawning now. And we mind our manners as before, we watch our Q's and P's. We're grateful for the handouts, and we'll always try to please. And we will not raise our heads when they prefer us on our knees. For we're only idle, undeserving poor. But we're knocking at the door, knocking at the door, and a penny in the poor man's hat will no longer do. They'd better open wide and let us come inside, for the knocking's nearly over and the door's coming through. We were jumped up little oiks and dirks, the undeserving poor, when we found ourselves the masters for a day. For we'd fought and bled and died to help to win the second war, and we thought we'd earned the right to have a say. So we sang of New Jerusalem, they didn't like the song. They threw their spanners in the works and laughed when all went wrong. And we should have known they'd never let us be the masters long. Not the jumped up boys, the undeserving poor. But we're knocking at the door, knocking at the door, and a penny in the poor man's hat will no longer do. They'd better open wide and let us come inside, for the knocking's nearly over, then the door's coming through. Then they taught us to be selfish, never had it so good poor, and they dangled such a tempting juicy fly. And we saw their shabby goodies in an I'm All Right Jack store, and we couldn't wait to rush inside and buy. For then money was the godhead and the only gospel greed. We sold our gains to fill the ad man's non-existent need, with a mess of tatty trinkets and a pile of plastic beads. And we stayed the idle, undeserving poor. But we're knocking at the door, knocking at the door, and a penny in the poor man's hat will no longer do.
they'd better open wide and let us come inside. For the knocking's nearly over, then the door's coming through. Still we trusted in their promises, we undeserving poor, when they said we marched towards some sunlit plain. All the dark times were behind us, only golden days before, but they turned into the same old lies again. For they gave the rope we asked for, and we didn't have a care. They showed us to the scaffold, and we blithely climbed the stair. Then they kicked away the trap, and left us hanging in the air. And we're hanging still, the undeserving poor. But we're knocking at the door, knocking at the door, and a penny in the poor man's hat will no longer do. They'd better open wide and let us come inside. For the knocking's nearly over, then the door's coming through. And if you've not yet enlisted in the army of the poor, never fear, your call up papers on the way. Or perhaps you think you're fireproof, well, you'd better think some more, for your turn is coming soon, some future day. They don't need you on the land now, nor on the factory floor. They won't even need you when they go and start the final war. Let's be ready when they start to ask, what do they need you for, when you're only idle, undeserving poor. But we're knocking at the door, knocking at the door, and a penny in the poor man's hat will no longer do. They'd better open wide and let us come inside. For the knocking's nearly over, then the door's coming through. But you haven't done your duty when you've sung about the poor, if you never lift a hand to ease their plight. If you sing the chorus louder, it might ease your conscience more, but pious thoughts do not excuse you from the fight. For the times are getting harder, and we haven't seen the worst. They still foul the wells of plenty, while so many die of thirst. So we will rebuild Jerusalem, but clean the temple first. And they'll wish they'd taken pity on the poor. But we're knocking at the door, knocking at the door, and a penny in the poor man's hat will no longer do. They'd better open wide and let us come inside. For the knocking's nearly over, then the door's coming through.
My name is Dutch, but then you know that it's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, but I can read it. And I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, there are 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above cold Missouri water. August 49, West Montana. Hottest day of summer, the forest tinder dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was scrunchy fat to jump bayside. Prepared the boys to fly. I picked the trap zone. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri gauge the fire. I'd seen bigger, so I ordered them to side hill, and we'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to that river. Yeah, we'd have it lit by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned, jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way out, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind, above the cold Missouri. Sky had turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. Don't know why, I just thought it. Struck a match to waist-high grass, running out of time. I tried to tell them, step into this fire I've set. There's no way out, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, headed for the rocks instead. Down and prayed above the cold Missouri water. And when I arose like the phoenix in a world reduced to ashes, there were none but two survived. I stayed that night. One day after, I carried bodies to to the river, wondering how I'd stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. Well, I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more, but I'll join them now, those who'd left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri water. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri.
I did my part in World War II, got wounded for the nation. Now my lungs are all shot down, there ain't no compensation. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. My doctor says I smoke too much. He says that I am not trying. He says he don't know what I've got, but we both know he's lying. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Last time I went near my job, I thought my lungs were broken. Chest bound down like iron bands, I couldn't breathe for choking. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. Politicians in this state, they're nothing short of rotten. They buy us off with fancy words and sell us out to cotton. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. The doctor says both lungs are gone, there ain't no way to shake it. But I can't live without a job, somehow I've got to make it. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. They tell me I can't work at all, there ain't no need of trying. But living like some used up thing, it's just this short of dying. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. sitting on my front porch swing, I'm like a man forgotten. Head all filled with angry thoughts, lungs filled up with cotton. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time, one more time. I'm gonna go to work on Monday one more time.
Handsome Johnny, I wished him luck. Was a presidential campaign in the Coliseum parking lot. Rise again, handsome Johnny, rise again. 3 years later, 1963, he was shot down in Dallas by a man named Lee. Harvey Oswald, Texas School Book Depository. Police caught Oswald in a picture show. He shot a policeman and shot down JFK so low. Off to the Hoosgolly Harvey did go. Next come Jack Ruby in his fedora hat. He owned a couple strip clubs. He was a low-level mafia cat. He got too near Oswald. Ruby's gun went ratty-tat-tat. Oh, rise again, handsome Johnny, rise again. Oh, this country could use a few good men. You were a profile, encourage you, boat captain. Rise again, handsome Johnny, rise again. Pick it. Well, the day Jack died, we had a football game, high school. Jack Kennedy was a hero. We were too damn sad to play. Head priest said, chin up, lads, go out and win that game. Well, we won that game, boys, but it was very tight. Our hearts hung heavy, it was a dreary night. On to the final game, neath the Coliseum lights. We won the final game, boys, you must understand. In the same Coliseum where I shook Jack Kennedy's hand. I was out on the field, Jack was watching from the promised land. We were second in the nation, we run the single wing. 3 yards in a cloud of dust, we could hear Jack's angels sing. Win one for the Gipper boys, old Jack's a-watching. All rise again, handsome Johnny, rise again. Yeah, the country could use a few good men. You were a profile, encourage you, boat captain. Rise again, handsome Johnny, rise again. As I left the Coliseum that championship night, I thought I saw Jack stand there beneath the lamppost light. I went to shake his hand, boy, but he disappeared from sight. All rise again, handsome Johnny, rise again. This country could use a few good men. You were a profile, encourage you, boat captain. Rise again, handsome Johnny, rise again. Sing it again, boy. Rise again, handsome Johnny, rise again. Yeah. All the country could use a few good men.
Good morning. It's 6:55. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Tom Russell with Rise Again, Handsome Johnny, from his album Folk Hotel. And it is, of course, about John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And I was moved to play that song because of the outpouring for Aretha Franklin. I realized when I did a show a couple weekends ago that the person on the mic, this was really somebody who he had connected with and was extremely upset over her loss. Now, here's something to my mind that's truly interesting, and I will just mention this. Aretha Franklin was not well. She knew she wasn't well, and as it turns out, she was dying from pancreatic cancer. However, she couldn't bring herself to make a will. So her four sons have had to go to court and make a petition. When you don't make a will, you essentially die intestate. And so the question is, how many people who are related to Aretha are going to get a piece of her estate, and how long is the legal wrangling going to go on? Just in case you didn't realize, the same issue is happening with Prince. Well, enough of that. Before that was Johnny Collins covering a Cy Conn song, Go to Work on Monday, from Peddler of Songs. We heard a Marla Fibish and a Bruce Victor giving us an O'Carolan tune, Blind Mary, and then Cold Missouri Waters from the great song by James Keelahan from their album Noctambule, a Swedish tune. And before that, Johnny gave us What Will Become of England and Knocking at the Door. It is 6:58. We're going to hear a couple tunes from Dave Weber and Annie Fentiman, and they are down in Plymouth this week at the Pine Woods Camp. They're the Mad and Trad Week. Maybe it should be Mad About Trad, but it's Mad and Trad. Hey, I'm not on the board, so don't have to worry.
Young man come from hunting, faint and weary. Oh, what doth ail my lord, my dearie? Oh, mother dear, let my bed be made, for I feel the gripe of the woody nightshade. Lie low, sweet Randall. Come, all you young men who do eat full well, they that